Bezos Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Chav Beis and Meseches Gittin. I'm zelchet to learn this with you. Toch Hachomos Yerushalayim Er Hakodesh in the Lishkas HaNazir in Yeshivat Netiv Aryeh. Unfortunately, there isn't yet Torah in the Lishkas HaNazir up a few feet away in the Beis HaMikdash, but Bezos Hashem, one day the sounds of Torah should reverberate from there as well. And we daven that Kadosh Baruch Hu continue to protect us, that we should be zelcha to go, mishlav l'shav, ikvisa de meshicha, to the geula shlema. Should be really an eschalta de geula. Our daf chav beis, in meseches gittin, is going to begin with the mishnah on the bottom of chav aleph on the beis, the halachos of ksivas b'mechuber l'karka, and we're going to discuss the halachas of a get written on mechuber, and that will transport us into many other halachas in regards to mechuber. And then Amud Beis is going to be one of the most important amudim in regards to hilchos shtaros. And we'll also do an important tosos on the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Let's Beis Hashem begin. Ein kaisim mechuber lekarka. The halacha is that one is not allowed to write a shtar on something that is attached to the ground. If a person wrote it when it was mechuber and then cut it off and had it signed, then it's going to be kosher. The Gemara is going to point out that at first glance that would seem to follow the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Rashi explains that the Torah HaKadoshah says V'chosav la'sefer krisus v'nosam biyada, that the v'chosav and the v'nosam, the first Rashi and the Mishnah tells us, need to be joined together. Rashi says she'ena mechuser k'tzitza, you can't cut off in between, and therefore whatever v'chosav means, it can't be broken off with a tlisha from the nesina. Hence, at first glance, our Mishnah seems to be following the opinion of Rebbe Meir that v'chosav means v'chosam, as we've discussed in the past, where Rabbi Meir holds that the chasima has to be lishma and not the ksiva. The Gemara will analyze further. Rabbi Yehuda posel achete ksivaso v'chasimaso betosh. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it's going to be posel until the ksiva and the chasima is done when it is cut off from the ground. Again, at first glance, that would seem to follow the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, who says that v'kasa means ksiva, and therefore you will have the problem that Rashi described in the first line on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda say Raimer ain't close in layin yar menachuk v'la diftura mipneishu yachol is daif v'chachamim machshirim. We have another fascinating machlok, is that whether you're allowed to write a get on a ksav sheyachol is daif, a type of material that can be forged. So the halacha is ein kosin, one is not allowed to write on niyar machuk, because a niyar machuk was a type of material that could be erased, erased again, and erased again. That's a niyar machuk. It was once erased upon it, and it could be erased many times, very similar to a whiteboard, or in my days, we used to call it blackboard, even though it was green. But, sorry. Okay. So Gemara says, v'chacham machshir, and the chachamim say, the halacha is that it's kosher. Kasva al mechuber. In our Mishnah, we had learned that if it's written on mechuber, the halacha is that it's going to be kosher. The Seifa said, kosher mechuber, toshu v'chasun al kosher. Ask Zemar, what? Something in the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. We were going fast because we're learning Daf Yomi. But if we read the Mishnah carefully, what we would have seen was almost a contradiction in terms. Number one, the Mishnah says, ein kosher mechuber l'karka, and you can't do it. And then, kosher mechuber, it's kosher. So ask Zemar, v'am reish ein kosher, am rav yud, am rav shmuel, v'hu shishir mokum hatoref. Ah, there's another way of reading our Mishnah, and that is that our Mishnah was talking about a case when they wrote it, they only wrote the toface on what was Mechuber Lekarka, but they did not write the Toref. The Toref are the names and the statement of divorce. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, there's no problem if everything else was written b'mechuber, as long as the Toref was written when it was cut off. Then it will work, even according to Rabbi Lazar. We pointed out first glance our Mishnah is difficult, but it's not difficult that it will follow the Shita of Rabbi Lazar as well, if we say that the Torah was left over before it was cut off. And this is the appropriate way to read our Mishnah. You can't even write a Tofes l'chatchila according to Rebbe Elazar. Shem yichtivu Torah. Lest you come to write the Torah also mechubar l'karka. Kosvu l'tofes, but b'diavad, if it happened that you wrote the tofes, v'tolsho, and then you cut off, kosvu l'tofes v'nasna kosher, then in such a case, the halachi is that it's kosher. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish reads the Mishnah the simple way, the way we had started out reading the Mishnah. Chasima shaninu v'rebi meirhi. No, we're talking about, when we say ksiva, we're talking about the chasima, and we're learning according to Rabbi Meir. Damar ede chasima karasi. Rabbi Meir does not require at all the ksiva on talush. Even if it's mechubar l'karka, it'll be acceptable. V'hachi kamar, but nevertheless l'chatchila, according to Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah will read as follows. Ein kosvin toref. You can't write the entire get, including the toref. Mechubar, why? Really, there's no problem, because when the Torah says v'chasav, it means the chasimas. However, gzeira shemiyachto, where it's a gzeira that you might come to sign it mechubar l'karka. Kasvu l'torah shchals tolsho, chasma v'nasala, kosher, period. Kasvu al-acheres. Now the Gemara goes on and gives other halachas in regards to mechubar l'karka. We're on the first wide line, on chafal from base, 3 lines from the bottom. If a person wrote on a piece of clay of a otzitz nakav, an otzitz nakav is a flower pot with a hole in it. Kosher. The halacha is that it's kosher. Deshakulay, because he's going to pick it up, viyalva in it, and he'll give it to her. In other words, since it's easy to pick it up, then in such a case, he's able to, we would say, explains Rashi, that it's not mechusar ktsitsa. It's easy to lift it. Let's take a look at Rashi. Deshakale lekule atzis. You could pick up the entire flower pot, says Rashi, 4 lines from the bottom. Ve'en kan mechusar ktsitsa. And there is no problem of it lacking it, the ability to cut it off. Ve'en lachu shemi shavei charis v'yitina lahachaticha v'avlei ktsitsa v'lomasa le atzis. And even though the flower pot could be broken, and he could give her the shard, and that would qualify as mechusar ktsitsa, that he wrote it attached to the flower pot, which was attached to the ground, and then he broke it off and then gave it to her. Nevertheless, the normal way to do it would just be to lift up the flower pot and give it to her. And therefore, we have an interesting chiddush. There are instances where something mechubar l'karka would be kosher. How? If in order to remove it, you didn't have to do ktsitsa, it'll still be kosher. Even though halachically, as we're going to see later on, if you have a flower pot with a hole in it, it's considered the vegetables, the fruits, the tree, the vegetation that's inside of it is considered attached to the ground for Hilchos Shemitah, Hilchos Trumas and Maisras, and Hilchos Shabbos. However, when it comes to get, there it's not considered mechusar ktsitsa. Continues the Gemara. Al shel atzitz nakav. What happens if it's written on a leaf, which is a plant, which is on a plant, who is in a flower pot, which has a hole in the ground? Abayomer kosher, Rav Amar pasul. Abay says kosher, Rav says pasul. Abayomer kosher. Continuing on to Chabezam and Alf. Deshakel levi avle nale. Abay says, what's the problem? He's going to pick up the flower pot, I'll give to her. That's not called mechusar ktsitsa. Rav Amar pasul. Gzeira shem yiktam. Rav says we're afraid he's not going to pick up the whole flower pot. He's going to cut off the leaf. And therefore, the halacha is that for a get, it's considered mechusar ktsitsa. Now our Gemara begins to discuss the halachas of flower pots. In fact, that will take up most of the rest of the Yomut. We're going to journey through Shas as only daf yomi can. Says the Gemara, 2 lines on the top. Otzus shel echad uzra'im shel acher. If you have a flower pot that belongs to one person, and zra'im means beans, legumes that belong to somebody else. In other words, Chaim owns the flower pot, and Shmuel owns the zra'im. Machar bal otzus lebal zra'im. What happens if Chaim sells to Shmuel? Kivan Shem Moshach, once Shmuel is Meshech Kana, then in such a case he's Kana.
Mochar Balzroim Lebal Otzitz. What if Shmuel, who owns the beans and the legumes, sells it to Chaim? Then Lo Kana. Then Chaim is not going to actually yachzik bizroim. He has to do a chazaka in the zroim. Now, chazaka is an important halacha. Chazaka is, as Rashi points out, four lines from the top and spelled out in the Mishnayos in Bava Basra, is what we refer to as Noal Godar Uparatz. If a person wants to inquire land through the kinyan of chazaka, and I give Chaim permission to be kona my land, in such a case, if he does an act of improvement, he's kona. Now, what happens if it's not a home where you do Noal Godar Uparatz? Noal means to lock or to fix the gate. Then it becomes his. It's a sign of dominion. It's a sign of ownership. When it comes to plants, you do something else. You hoe, you cut off, you prune, and so on and so forth. As Rashi describes, Nichush O Idur, four lines from the top. So in such a case, if Shmuel is machzik bizroim, then he's going to be kona. I think maybe that might have been Chaim. If Chaim is machzik bizroim, then he's going to be kona. Otzitz bizroim shel echad. What happens if Chaim owns both the flower pot and the legumes? Umachra lacher, and he sells it to Shmuel. Shmuel didn't own anything beforehand. Hichzik bizroim. If Shmuel does chazaka, maisa chazaka, he does nichush idur on the Zrim, kona atzitz, then he'd be kona the atzitz. Why? Vizui sheshaninu, because this is based on the concept, nechosim she'en lemachrayas. Nechosim she'en lemachrayas means those items that there is no achrayas that a person obligates himself when he acquires those items. If Reuven owes money to Shimon, then there's part of Reuven's belongings that are on lien to Shimon. Those belongings are only karka. Metaltalin are nechasim she'en lemachrayis. And if Reuven sells them to Binyamin, Shimon cannot go to Binyamin to collect them. However, if it's nechasim she'esh lemachrayis, that's land, he could go to Binyamin to collect them. So nechasim she'en lemachrayis niknim im nechasim she'esh lemachrayis bekesav u'bishtar b'chazaka. If I want to be kone land and something else, all I have to do is a maisa chazaka on the land, and then I can be kona metaltalin along with it. Many instances, this is a form of a kinyan of agav. Once I'm kona the land, then along with it comes metaltalin as well. Hence, if he makes a kinyan chazaka on the plant, he could be kona the flower pot, which is metaltalin, chazim she'en lemachrayis. The inverse would not work. Hichzik ba'atzitz, but if he makes a chazak on the atzitz, av atzitz lo kone, then he would not be kone. Ad sheyachzik bizroim, he needs to be kone bizroim. Now we get to a new discussion, which will catapult us to other places in Shas. Nakfo ba'aretz, v'nofo b'chutzlarz. Now we get into the halachos. Chaim unfortunately feels compelled to go back to Chutz Laretz, so he has one leg in Eretz Yisrael, and although he's doing a good job for someone who's learning in Eretz Yisrael who's already thinking about going to America, so he has one leg in Eretz Yisrael and he has one leg in Chutz Laretz. So you have Nokvo Baretz, the whole of the plant is in Eretz Yisrael, but Vinofo, but the branches are B'Chutz Laretz. So now, how do we define him? Do we define the plant as being in Eretz Yisrael, or do we define him being in Chutz Laretz? It's a chakira. What happens if you registered already for America? Where are you? Are you in America or you're in Eretz Yisrael? So similarly, Nakvo ba'aretz v'nofo b'chutz laretz. Abaye yomar basar nakvo aslinen. Abaye says you go after the hole where the flower pot is attached, and he's still attached to Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Rava says that you go after the branches. Says the Gemara, "Bidashrus kulei amalo pligi." If it is rooted in the ground, so then for sure you go after the roots. If your roots are in Eretz Yisrael, then you're in Eretz Yisrael. Bidashrus kulei amalo pligi, that the plant there has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, amai nafkamina, trumas, maestras, shvias, many instances. Ki pligi bidelo ashrus. What happens if it didn't root? And even if it rooted, there is no machlokis. Says the Gemara, Vatnan. You're saying that if it rooted, everybody agrees? So you put a period before Ubeda Ashrish. Now the Gemara is challenging. The Gemara said, when it's rooted, it's considered Eretz Yisrael. When it's not rooted, it's a machlokes. Says the Gemara, and when it's rooted, everybody agrees it's considered Eretz Yisrael. Vatnan, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah, this appears in Bamatzion Kuf Yuches, Shtei Ganos, Zo Agabezo. You have, actually, here in Eretz Yisrael, you have it pretty often. You have it, mamish, in my neighborhood, you'll have, in Ramat Beit Shemesh, you'll have a garden, and because it's built on a hill, you'll have somebody's garden, and then you'll have a wall, and someone else's garden. Okay? So you have shtei ganos, you have two gardens, zo agabezu, one on top of the other, v'yerek beinotayim. But instead of, in Beit Shemesh, usually you'll have a stone wall. You know, everything here is built of stone. You'll have a stone wall in between. Instead, they had yerek, you had vegetables that were growing out of the wall. So Remeir Oimer Shel Elyon, how do you treat it? Do you treat it as part of the upper one or the lower one? Remeir says it's part of the upper one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Tachton, Rabbi Yehuda considers it part of the lower one. So what do we see? We see that we don't always go after the Hashrasha. We see that sometimes you go after the Nof. Particularly, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, we see that you go after the Nof. You say, wait a second, it's protruding out over the lower one. So you see, there you go, Basanof. Says, well, Hassam Kidiktani time. And there it's a totally different issue. Amar Rabbi Meir, Ma'im Yirtza Elyon Litod Esafaro, if the top one would take out its dirt, Ein Kanyerek, then everything would collapse, right? That's an issue all here in Israel too. Sometimes when someone starts building above, everything below could start falling apart. So here you need the top one, because everything below is going to fall apart. So that's why you go after the top. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda also had his svara, but it has nothing to do with the Hashrasha versus the Nof. Because Rabbi Yehuda said back to Rabbi Meir, Ma'am Yirtza Atachton L'mal Skanaso Ofer? What happens if the guy would fill up his entire Gina with Ofer? So then that would disappear. So that's a machlokis of what do you focus on? Whether the first guy could collapse on top, he could collapse everything below, or you say the bottom guy could fill up his things offer. But it's not going to be totally in the machlokas of when you have branches going out into chutzarts. So, ma'am yirtza atak l'malas l'sakanas offer ain't kan yerek. Says the Gemara, period. Okay. So you convinced me when it comes that the da'ashrush, they're really not arguing, and that machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, is not relevant. Vakati asks the Gemara, but still, b'da'ashrush, lo pli, they don't argue. In a case of where you have the roots attached to Eretz Yisrael and the branches going out to Chutz Laretz, Vatanya, but didn't we learn? Ilam miksasai baretz and miksasai b'chutz laretz. If you have a tree, part of it is in Eretz Yisrael and part of it's going out to Chutz Laretz. Tevel v'chulim ma'ravim zebezeh, divrei Rabbi. How do you view it? You view it as a mixture. It's both tevel, you need to take off trumas and maestros. On the other hand, it's also still part of Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, higdil b'chayiv, chayiv higdil b'potter, potter. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, whatever grew from the chayiv part is chayiv, and whatever didn't is going to be potter. My lav, says the Gemara, miktsas nofo ba'aretz, u'miktsas nofo b'chutz Laretz. Aren't we talking about a case where some of the branches are in Chutz Laretz and some in Eretz Yisrael? And what do we see? We see that some people go after the branches. To the point that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, the branch parts that are in Chutz Laretz are Chutz Laretz. The branch parts that are in Eretz Yisrael are Eretz Yisrael. Says Gemara, lo, that's not the case. Miksas sharoshim ba'aretz, u miksas sharoshim b'chutz Laretz. Part of the roots were in Eretz Yisrael, and part of them were in Chutz Laretz. And what's the... And we go, basar... Sharoshim. Well, my time is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say that you differentiate between Agodol b'chiyuv, chayiv Agodol b'potter potter? So he says, the mafsik tsunma, that it was divided by a rack. In other words, there are roots on either side of a rack, which also affects the growth of the tree. And the roots that are in Eretz Yisrael, those give nutrition to the ones on the Eretz Yisrael side.
And those that are on the Chutz La'aretz side give nutrition to the one, the branches and the fruits that are on the Chutz La'aretz side. So then in such a case, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Hagodol b'chiyuv, chayiv hagodol b'pater pater. My time of the Rebbe. So why does Rebbe disagree? Rebbe should also agree. Says the Gemara, the Hadri Arvi, he holds that they mix, the nutrition mixes up again within the tree, and therefore you view it as one big mixture. The question is, as it moves up the trunk, the nutrition of the tree moves up the trunk to feed the fruits, do we consider that Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael mix up? That's going to be the Shita of Rebbe. While Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, the side that's Eretz Yisrael stays Eretz Yisrael, side that stays Chutz La'aretz stays Chutz La'aretz. We also learned in our Mishnah, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Oymer. Now we get to the halachos of Ksav Sheyochel Yizdayef. We learned in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that you can't write on a get that could be forged, while a chum hold you can. Now the Gemara gets involved with a couple of technical things. Gimel Oreis Hain. There are four different types of leathers. More precisely, four different types of leather that's used for paper. Matza, Chifa, Vidiftera. There's one that's called Matza, the other is called Chifra, the other is called Diftera. Matza Kimashmo. Matza means like the simple meaning of the word. It would see mitza somehow means like something that was just naturally born out. Delo maliach, it was a hide that wasn't yet salted. Udelo kamiach, it wasn't treated with flour. Kemach is flour. Udelo ofitz, we've already discussed in the past. Me afotzim is a type of nut, I think, extract that's put on top of the cloth to assure that the words aren't going to be erased and settle well into the cloth. So this cloth had nothing done to it. So that's what Ula taught us, that there's an oros called matzal. My hilcha, so what halachic nafkamina does it have? Aside from the halachos of Gittin, lo tzahas Shabbos, in regards to hilchos Shabbos, in other words, it's considered chashuv in a certain way. For Shabbos, if you carry it out, you're going to be chayv. Kamashir, what is exactly shir? Mishkal ketana. The amount that it takes to close a small weight, to cover up a small weight. That if somebody was a merchant, he would carry weights with him, and he would put the weights, he would want to keep the weights from being nicked, because if you nick the weight, then it's not going to be accurate anymore. So they would cover it with this type of cloth. And that's the amount that if you take it out on Shabbos, it's going to be chayiv. Because if it's less than that, it's not choshuv. The kama, what is that shir? Amar abaya ki revia de revia. A revius of a litra de pumpadisa, of pumpadisa. That's a type of measurement in pumpadisa. We also learned chifa. That's another type of or. That's another type of cloth that's used. Demiliach, that one's salted. In contrast to mitzah, that's not salted. Velo kamiach, and it's not treated with flour. Velo ofitz. And it doesn't have me'afatzim. L'may ilchasaf, what nafkimin does that have? Lo tzahas Shabbos. In terms of the Yisrael tzahas Shabbos, v'kama shiura, and what is the shir? K'desnan. Or, k'dei lasos k'miya. Or, that's needed to make a k'miya. Kabbalah. Kamiyas. You know what kamiyas are. Kamiya is an amulet. In those days, they would make an amulet. It didn't start with some Kubal today. Kamiyas go back for a long period of time, an amulet that was written for someone who was sick or someone who wanted bracha, hatzlacha. By the way, the best bracha, hatzlacha, is to be osek v'tor and to be tamim tiyem Hashem elokecha. That's the best bracha. Every once in a while, there are certain instances where Gedolei Torah might suggest something more. But in general, you don't have to run around looking for skulas. I spoke about a skula on Shalosh Shudas. Shabbos is a skula. You don't need to. Skulas aren't expensive. Just do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Torah, and you'll be in very, very good shape, Bezer Hashem. Diftera. The Gemara continues. What is diftera? Demiliach vikamiach. It's both salted and treated with flour, velofits, and it's not treated with any type of nut juice. Oh,
So that's already kosher for a get. If it's maliach kamiach, then it's going to be kosher for a get. Now we get to one of the most important gemaras in all of Maseches Gittin. We learned in our holy Mishnah, v'chachamim machshirim, that the chachamim say that you can even have ksav sheyochel izdaif. What was a ksav sheyochel izdaif? That's what we just saw. That if it was treated with maliach and kamiach, then that's going to be enough. The chachamim are of the opinion that you could even have ksav sheyochel izdaif. Man chachamim. Who are the opinion of chachamim? Says Gemara, Amar Rebbe Elazar. Now here there's a big discussion what the girsa is, whether it's Rebbe Eliezer or Rebbe Elazar. Most learn that's Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkness. Amar Rebbe Elazar, that's probably Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua. Rebbe Eliezer, it's Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkness. Da Amar Ede Mesira Karsi, the great Tanner, Rebbe Elazar ben Shua Zamora, it's following the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkness, who was described by Rabbi Yechanan, right, as a bar sid she'ena ma'abe tipa. It's a Mishnah in Avos, if I'm not mistaken. The great Rabbi Eliezer, who was a bar sid, he's of the opinion that Eide Mesira Karsi. Let's get back to our Gemara. So if it's a ksav sheyochel izdaif, the chacham are machshir. Ve'amar Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar said, even though Rabbi Eliezer holds Eide Mesira Karsi, it's going to be fine. Nevertheless, Lo Hichshir will explain exactly why in a moment. Lo Hichshir Rabbi Eliezer el la'altar mikan v'adasar yomim lo chashinan. If the get was given right now, and there are Eide Mesira who testify that the get was given right now, so then in such a case, you've got it all fine. Why? Because you have Eide Mesira and the get is kosher. However, if it was between now and 10 days, then we're afraid that Dilma Havabe Tanai Viziyafte, that maybe there was a Tanai there and it was a race, that he's only divorcing his wife if she does such and such, if she doesn't do such and such, and it was a race. So now we don't know what the Tanai is. So says Rabbi Lazar, that's the only time that this get will work if it's on Ksav Sheyochel Izdaif. Now there's an extremely important Rashi over here, Rabbi Eliezer, in our Vilna edition, it's written as Rabbi Lazar, but again, it's probably Rabbi Eliezer. And we're going to read the whole Rashi inside because it's one of the most important Rashis in all Maseches Gittin. Zok de'elegi Rashi. Rabbi Lazar, he da'amar chasimas haget eina min ha-Torah. The halach of ksav ha-yochel izdaif could be explained according to Rabbi Lazar, who holds that the chasimas haget are not required min ha-Torah. V'lo sagi the misveh below eide mesira. And you can never give a get without eide mesira. De'inu hu da'av decreases. It's the eide mesira to decreases. Da'al karchach ba'inan eidim. Everybody knows you need eidim, says Rashi, de'alfinan erva dover dover mimamim. We learn from the Gemara Daf Tzadi Yom Aleph, as well as in Kedushin, Samachem Abeis, that we learn Exeris Shava, that it says dover by erva, Matzah by Erva Stavar, and it says Dover by Mammon, and just like when it comes to Mammon, or to be Matzah Mammon, you need to aid him, so too when it comes to get. So you need to aid him to witness the get, just like you need to aid him to witness that I owe Chayim money in order to have to pay it back, so too the woman needs someone to witness the get being given. And if there was a Tanai, in Uyadu. And the Eidim Mesira are going to know. Uman Damer Eidim Mesira Iker Haboli Nasei Tzrich Levi Eidim Shenim Selefneim. So according to Rabbi Lazar, there's no reason to require Ksav Yachol Izdayif if they see the get at the time, and these Eidim Mesira testify to us that the get was given appropriately, and we have no concerns of a Tanai. They saw the get, and they saw there was no Tanai. But according to Rabbi Meir, then so according to Rabbi Meir, what's the most important thing? Not the Eide Mesira, but the Eide Chasim, and those are those who sign on the get. So she's not going to bring in front of us the Eidim who have signed on it. So those Eidim who signed, yes, they know there was a Tanai, but we don't know if there was a Tanai, and those Eidim are gone. If there's Eide Mesira, so Eide Mesira will tell us what it said in the get. But if the Eide Chasima Karsi, you don't need Eide Mesira, and then in such a case, there's no way to know if there was Ziyuf. Tosas on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph will explain this Gemara a little bit differently, but this is the way that Rashi learns. However, says the Gemara, even Rabbi Lazar, just to spell out again Rabbi Yochanan, would say that only applies if the get was given right away. It continues Rashi El Alter Sheviu Bezlan Biyom Shinimsa La Lodia Shigrusha Vitrinuli Nase Dikima De Indinahava Ubeidim Sira Lochashin Laziufa.
If it was on that day she brings the get to court, so then there's no reason to believe that it was forged. The Eidim Isira say we know she was divorced. They didn't see any Tanai. So then in such a case, there's no reason to believe that it was forged. However, if it's 10 days later, so then in such a case, then we have to be concerned that maybe she added or took out something from the get.
Dim Isa, I said that was the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, all that's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afil Mikan Vasar Yom, Dim Isa Davibet Tanai, Mitgar Dichiri.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, even if there was a Tanai, the Eidim Asir are going to remember. And if the Eidim Asir are going to remember, then they're going to tell us that there was a Tanai.
Ve'amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar also taught us, continues the Gemara.
Lo hichshir Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says Eidim Asir Karsi, only says it Ela Begitin. Al Bashar Shtaros Lo.
When it comes to Shar Shtaros, then it's not acceptable to rely on Eidim Asir.
Dechsiv, Unesatim Bechri Cheres L'man Yamdu Yomim Rabbim.
Since the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, there's such a powerful set of psukim over there, Yirmiyahu Lamed Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, buy land in Eretz Yisrael. It tells Yirmiyahu, the churb is about to happen, but you know what? There's going to be someone called Chaim Eisenstein, there's going to be someone called Chaim Seltzer, there's someone called Shmuel Salem who's going to be able to come back one day to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, now buy land. You think the real estate is good in Lawrence? You think the real estate is good in Chicago? Buy land in Eretz Yisrael, because at the end of the day, the best real estate is here. That's what he tells Yirmiyahu. Even though they're going to destroy Eretz Yisrael, he told them then. But one day, that's going to be the best place to have real estate. Buy land now, because one day you're going to, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to enjoy Eretz Yisrael much right now, he tells Yirmiyahu. But buy land now. Unesatim b'chli cheres, buy it, and put your shtar, mechira, l'man yamdu yamim rabim up. So what do you see from that pasuk? You see from that pasuk, Alma says Rashi, ba'ino dava roi la'amodu l'skayim.
When it comes to buying land, the only shtar you could use is something that's going to last. Now the Eidim Asira of Yirmiyahu's time are going to be dead by the time Klal Yisrael comes back to Eretz Yisrael. But the shtar, that shtar is passed down from generation. We have our shtar, shtar of Torah, that's passed down from generation to generation. So therefore that shtar, that's going to be lasting. And therefore, the pasuk is alluding to the fact that you could only use Eide Chasima and not Eide Mesira.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu B'Shtaros. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even Shtaros, you could rely on Eide Mesira. He disagrees. I, Vaksim, L'man Yamdu Yam Rabim, Hasa makes a Tovah Kamashalan. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yirmiyahu, Eide Mesira worked. But if you want to make sure, because unfortunately there's going to be a Churban, so therefore you're going to need proof that's going to be long-standing proof, so for that, best that you use Eidei Chasima. But Eidei Mesira would also be acceptable. So now we have a Machlokis in our Gemara of whether Shar Shtaros, Eidei Mesira is acceptable or not. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that yes, and Rabbi Lazar is the opinion no. Working backwards in Chazar in our Gemara, unfortunately, the daf took a little bit longer, and we have to go daven Ma'ariv with the Talmidim Yikarim. So let's just work back with the Chazara. Maybe tomorrow we'll make reference to the Tosas. We that was the opinion in regards to Shtaros between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Working backwards, we also had a machlokus of whether Ksava Yochel is daif in our Mishnah is going to be kosher or not. And Rabbi Lazar suggests that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be kosher, because Rabbi Eliezer only needs Eidei Mesira. Question is, what's going to happen if you didn't process the get on that day? Would it still be kosher if Ksav Yochel is daif or not? Rabbi Yochanan says it'll still be kosher. Rabbi Eliezer seems to be choshesh. Working backwards in our Gemara, we discuss different types of klaf, matzah, chifa, diftera. Diftera is Ksav She Eini Yochel is daif, and that's going to be kosher even according to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Becerra. Then the rest of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, working backwards, was discussing the halachas of whether you go after the roots of a tree. We pass, can you go after the roots of the tree? It all depends on where Chaim's roots are going to be, whether he's considered in Eretz Yisrael or he's considered in Chutz La'aretz. And the same thing for a plant. If his plant, his roots, is in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter where its nof is going to be. And finally, we had discussed the halacha of ksiva ala mechuber, and we suggested that it all depends on the machlokis or Meir Rebbe Lazar, whether the chasimas can be done on talush while the ksiva is mechuber. According to Rabbi Meir, it can. Because according to Rabbi Meir, the ikur of the kasav is the mechuber. While according to Rabbi Lazar, it can. Rabbi Eliezer, it can. Because Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkis is of the opinion that the kasav means the ksiva, not the chasima. And therefore you have a problem of that's a chisaron of ktsitsa. That you can't have a break between the kasav and Vinasan with a ktsitsa, with cutting off. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf Aleph. I still have dreams. Be'ezer Hashem, Daf Chaf Beis, excuse me. I still have dreams, Be'ezer Hashem, to go back to the bottom Tosas on Daf Chaf Beis, Amar Aleph. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes today's Daf.